Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Tender opens for $63.9 million Pioneer Manor project. The tender for construction has opened for a new 160-bed wing at the city's Pioneer Manor long-term care facility, planned as a five-story addition costing $63.9 million. With the tender now posted, Pioneer Manor director Aaron Archibald has a slightly better estimate for its projected timeline, which includes a grand opening in either late 2025 or early 2026. That is, assuming everything falls into line, he said, including final provincial approval in August. The city already has funding and licensing approval, but will require a final rubber stamp on their tender documents and whichever construction company they select prior to breaking ground. The tender for construction closes on June 23. As of Friday afternoon, the city recorded 18 planned takers on their bids and tenders page. Read the full story here. Let's eat. What's her jam? Tasty, fresh and local, jam. To say Caradwyn Harvey is meticulous, deliberate and purposeful is an understatement. Each jam in her curated Sudbury collection is selected with intent and certain taste fusion in mind. Caradwyn Harvey is the culinary expert and owner of That's My Jam. From the cherry bourbon, chai spiced apple or blueberry lavender jams, customers won't be disappointed with the elegance and taste. Caradwyn works out of her public health Sudbury inspected South End kitchen, although she does admit she's beginning to get a little tight on space. But these sweet combinations were not always her jam. While living in Gatineau, K., Harvey ran a soup business. During COVID-19, when restrictions in Ontario loosened and allowed for home-based businesses, she decided to get into the jam market. While Harvey has always had an intense interest in cooking and baking, she started her career working with the federal government in Ottawa. Read the full story here. Feds provide Sudbury Outreach Group $930,000 for opioid fight. More than $930,000 in federal funding to support people at risk of opioid-related harms in the Sudbury area was announced at a news conference Monday. The announcement was made by Sudbury MP Vivian LaPointe, on behalf of Carolyn Bennett, Federal Minister of Mental Health Addictions. The event was held at the Sudbury Go Give Project office at 280 Larch Street. The money being directed at Go Give's mobile outreach project is a part of the Federal Substance Use and Addictions Program. LaPointe said the announcement is more than the government merely responding to an important issue. LaPointe said the announcement is crucial in helping to keep people alive and to give essential support to people who are our neighbors, friends and family members. So the toxic drug and overdose crisis continues to exact a heavy toll on every part of the country, including right here in Sudbury, LaPointe told the gathering. Read the full story here. Woman who went missing last week found safe. A missing Sudbury woman who was the subject of an extensive nearly 18-hour search on May 24 has been located in good health, Greater Sudbury Police said this afternoon. Kyla, last name not provided, 37, was reported missing the evening of May 23. She had last been seen in the Radar Road, Gwinnett Drive area of Hanmer. Police searched through the night for her. That search continued the next day on foot and by ATV, and in the air with an Ontario Provincial Police helicopter and a GSPS drone used to aid in the search. Just before 3 p.m. on May 24, the search was called off with Kyla still not located. While the ground search was called off on May 24, GSPS spokesperson Caitlin Dunn said detectives continued to search for Kyla. By following up on tips and information received, Dunn said detectives located the woman May 29 on Richard Lake Road, which intersects with Highway 69 south of the city. Team KMAC earns 24 medals at national championships. Greater Sudbury Korean Martial Arts School KMAC returned with armfuls of medals for the WKC Canadian National Championships recently. Held in Ottawa May 19-21, Team KMAC shone at the event, bringing home 24 medals, including 5 gold, 11 silver, and 8 bronze in various categories. Leading the charge was Hannah Martell, a remarkable talent in the girls' 13-15 category, Team KMAC said in a news release. Martel demonstrated her prowess in Korean forms, earning a well-deserved bronze medal. She further showcased her versatility by claiming the silver medal in Chinese forms, solidifying her status as one of the rising stars of Team KMAC. In the girls' 15-17 division, Stephanie Leduc won the silver medal in Korean forms, while her skills in Chinese forms earned her a fourth-place finish. Siblings Jake, Emma, and Damon Stripe Gobet also performed well. Emma, competing in the girls' 11-12 category, claimed bronze in point fighting, -45 kg, and a gold in Chinese forms. She also won a silver medal in Korean forms. Jake Gobet, competed in the boys' 11-12 category, won bronze in point fighting, -35 kg, and Korean forms, while Damond, competing in the boys' 13-14 category, claimed bronze in Chinese forms. Read the full story here. College Notre Dame invites you to Le Bistro. Music students at College Notre Dame present their end-of-the-year show, Le Bistro, on June 2. Under the direction of René Dupuis, the concert will be held in the school gym at 100 Levy Street in Sudbury. Curtain is at 6:30 p.m. featuring students from grade 9 to grade 12. Le Bistro was launched in 2006 and finds its musical inspiration in blues, rock, country and folk, and obviously, French music. Students will present hits by Quebec Brigitte Boisjoli, Martine St. Clair and Michel Pagliaro. The students will also honor their French roots with songs by Ben L'Oncle Soul, Ezra McCauley and Michel Fugain. Le Bistro will also present a Russian folklore song translated in French. Furthermore, the audience can expect a few translated hits from English-speaking artists such as Frankie Valli and Rihanna. The group of grade 9 students will even present a medley of Yeye songs from the 1960s. Tickets can be purchased at College Notre Dame's main office or at the door prior to show time. Proceeds will support CND's music program. A sale of artwork is also part of the event, with proceeds supporting the CND Art Club. Read the full story here. Another scorcher today. Expect another scorcher of a day today. The temperature is expected to hit 30 under sunny skies. Southwest winds at 20 km per hour are expected late in the afternoon. The UV index today is 8, or very high. For tonight, the southwest wind will lighten in the evening, and the temperature will dip to 15 for the overnight.